Towns along the upper Mississippi are dealing with some of the worst flooding they've ever seen. Busted levees, flooded downtowns. What does that mean for us in Louisiana? When should we be concerned, and when should we not be? WWNO's Travis Lux called Jeff Graschel, hydrologist at the Lower Mississippi River Forecast Center, to get those answers and more. Here's this week's Coastal News Roundup.
So in recent weeks, the upper Mississippi River has been flooding like crazy in places like Iowa and Missouri. When I see something like that, and I think when other Louisianians see something like that, we can get kind of nervous because we know that eventually that water is going to wash down through Louisiana on its way to the Gulf. So are we going to see a big spike in water levels in Louisiana from this Midwestern flooding?
We're really not going to see any impacts or at least any turning of the river around and then going up at higher levels when that water actually reaches us in the Baton Rouge, New Orleans area. Now, it takes quite a bit of time for that water to be able to make its way down here. We're probably still looking at several weeks before we were to see any of that water to make its way down in the Baton Rouge and in New Orleans area. We do have a rise coming down the Mississippi River at this time, and we are going to see another couple more feet of rise on the lower part of the river, but that's really because of the rainfall that we're looking here over the next few days and not actually the flooding that you're seeing in Missouri and Iowa at this time.
And so I guess I'm kind of wondering, bigger picture, when it rains in the Midwest, let's say, if there's flooding up there, it seems like sometimes that flooding has an effect on the river down here, but sometimes it doesn't. So can you kind of tease out why that is?
Yeah, and you can kind of look at it from an interstate perspective, like cars and stuff. So say the Missouri River is like two lanes, the Mississippi is another two lanes, the Ohio is probably six lanes, and four lanes of that's the Ohio, and maybe two lanes of it are the Tennessee and the Cumberland River. So we have like a 10-lane interstate system down here, but when you're looking at areas like the Missouri and Iowa, you're maybe looking at more maybe two to three lanes in those areas. So you really, if you want the whole lane or highway system to be crowded with cars and stuff, you'd really have to have all of those pieces of lane, or all those lanes filled up from the Ohio and also too from the Mississippi to really have problems down on the lower part of the river.
And what about river predictions in general? Has it been getting easier or more difficult to make predictions about river levels?
Well, necessarily the technology has changed over the years to allow us to be able to do a better job with modeling and forecasting of the Mississippi River, but one of the key ingredients is being able to know how much rainfall you're going to have over a period of time, and our weather models have improved over the years to do a better job, but one of the areas that's still a little hard for us is to predict exactly how much rain we're going to get and exactly what that location is going to be, because if that rainfall misses just one basin or two basins, and that could be just a few miles, that could play a big role in whether your river goes up or down. So there's still a lot of uncertainty with forecasting rivers because of the challenge that we have of being able to forecast the placement and the exact amount of rainfall.
Jeff Graschel is a hydrologist at the Lower Mississippi River Forecast Center in Slidell, Louisiana. Thanks so much for your time, Jeff.
All right, thank you.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.